The Cost by Glenda Alvord Rudat. Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the gospel, who will not receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands, with persecutions, and in the age to come eternal life." Mark 10:30. ESV. When I think of the cost of material things, I always weigh it in terms of the cost-benefit ratio. I read Consumer Guide or see which brand of that particular item sells most on Amazon. I weigh the price against functionality, longevity, and consider whether it is a bargain. In a way, I think it is easy to do the same weighing of the cost-benefit ratio in my walk with God. My life in the kingdom of God here on earth. The cost being in terms of what I have given up following Jesus. Lord, when I look back, I've given up all to follow you from the time I came to the mission field in my 20s, leaving family, friends, career, security, wondering each month if the debit sheet would balance the credit, struggling with guilt from aging parents living alone thousands of miles away, working with a team that was sometimes hard to work with, feeling unappreciated, unseen, and guilty. Knowing I am guilty, especially today with the world blowing apart, perhaps even life as we know it changing forever. Yet at the same time knowing full well that any sacrifice I made or make is temporary, I along with Job despise myself and repent, for I know the cost of your sacrifice as you gave up perfect union with the Father, that I might spend eternity with you in that perfect union, and in the interim experience your comfort here on earth. That is a bargain. That is worth any price. Reflection verse. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is going to be revealed in us. Romans 8:18, ESV. What personal costs, sacrifices, hurts, misunderstandings, rejections, do you need to talk over with the Father? With whom can you honestly share these things? Who will pray with you and support you? Pray that you can sacrifice only a small portion of what Jesus sacrificed for you.